With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden attending a black church and rallying with union members in the critical swing state of Pennsylvania today, trying to project enough strength for his reelection campaign to quell a growing clamor from within his own party for him to abandon his candidacy. Churchgoers cheered as he entered Mount Airy Church of God in Christ in northwest Philadelphia today. Later he goes to Harrisburg. Once powerful Hurricane Beryl downgraded to a tropical storm that is currently headed toward the coast of Texas, though it may strengthen. At its height, Beryl was one of the most powerful storms ever to hit Jamaica. Givette Silvera, executive director of the nonprofit International Relief Agency Food for the Poor in Jamaica, says all 14 of Jamaica's parishes were hard hit, especially in the southern part of the island.
In St. Catherine, Clarendon, Manchester, and St. Elizabeth. And the reports that we have on the ground is that a number of persons have experienced loss of roof and flooding. And there is concern, there is even more concern, because there is a developing weather system as we speak that is heading towards us that will bring additional rain.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports on disruptions that may continue throughout parts of today after Amtrak Northeast service was down yesterday.
Amtrak rail service between New York and Boston was restored Saturday night after a lightning strike was believed to have caused a circuit breaker to malfunction that afternoon, according to the train company. The malfunction caused a power outage on all tracks between Penn Station in New York and Union Station in New Haven, Connecticut. Evening trains between Boston and Virginia were operating on schedule. Most trains were expected to be on schedule Sunday, although some train service was canceled and others expected to operate on a modified schedule. Julie Walker, New York.
This is SRN News. Bulgaria's Orthodox Church has elected a bishop considered to be pro-Russian as its new leader in a vote that reflects the divisions in the church and wider society since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Unlike his late predecessor, who criticized Russia's aggression in Ukraine, Bishop Daniil has taken the side of Russian patriarchs who refuse to recognize the independence of Russia's Orthodox Church, Ukraine's Orthodox Church. Growing divisions between pro-Russian and anti-Russian factions within the senior clergy began after some of them attempted to warm relations with that Ukrainian church. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider two challenges to a 175-year-old law that bans abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is challenging the statute, claiming the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness invalidates the ban. A Republican prosecutor wants to overturn a Dane County judge's ruling the law just prohibits feticide, not abortion. This is SRN News. The Interior Department has approved the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be New Jersey's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Atlantic Shores would be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, July the 7th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including musician and conductor Doc Severinsen. Remember him on the Johnny Carson Show? Well, he's 97 years old today. Former Beatle Ringo star turns 84. World Golf Hall of Famer Tony Jacklin has 80 candles on his birthday cake. Comedian Jim Gaffigan is 58 today. Basketball Hall of Famer Lisa Leslie, 52. This is SRN News.